Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
My next guest is a 16-year-old singer-songwriter from Dublin who's grabbed the attention of Glenn Hansard with her Christmas song, Life at Christmas, which looks at the life of a homeless person during Christmas, okay? Sive Keane is in the studio, first time doing radio. How are you? It's great to have you in.
Thanks.
You're 16.
Yeah.
16. Okay. You wrote a Christmas song. Can you, first of all, to give people a bit of background, when did you first start to write music? When did that happen?
Well, I was there. The radio was always on in the house. My mom and dad are big into music.
Okay, so what are we talking here?
My mom's more Wham and love my dad's
it.
Bob Dylan.
Okay, eclectic music. Hi, yeah. Dad is sitting out there. Okay, right. So music was always on in the house.
Yeah.
And now you told me off air that they gave you, you begged for a guitar when you were five.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what happened?
And they gave me this plastic guitar and I basically handed it back looking for a real guitar.
Like, the sound quality out of that is not good enough. I love it.
Yeah.
And so they got you lessons and you practiced every day. And when did you start writing then?
I wrote my first song when I was 8. You can imagine it wasn't very good.
I'd love to hear that song.
Oh, no.
Do you remember what it was about?
It was called The Waves Are Tumbling, and it was just The Waves Are Tumbling, The Waves Are Tumbling, oh, over and over and over.
That sounds like that could be a hit on 2FM, if I'm being completely honest with you. Okay, so you start your first song at 8, and then you kept going. Let's talk about Life at Christmas. That was written last year.
Yeah.
So have you loads of songs? Do you write songs all the time?
Yeah. I released an EP, a 6-track EP early on in the year, Passion Plus Paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I released another single in October called I Give Up On Love.
Okay. Oh God. That's very pathetic. You're a 16-year-old saying that. Okay. So you wrote Life at Christmas last year. But that led to you being asked to play at the very famous Dublin Busk. I must say, regardless of your age, it's a beautiful song. Can you tell me a bit about why you wrote this song?
Well, I used to busk a lot and I was always in Grafton Street and there was a lot of hanging around all day. And I was observing a lot and I kind of noticed how some people ignored a homeless person, some people threw money into the cup, some people were nice enough to buy them a sandwich or a hot drink. And then I was thinking about the money that goes into homelessness, like the government put funds in, the charities, people walking past putting money in the cup. And that's where I came up with the line, how many buckets do we have to fill for this to stop happening? And I wrote a song around that.
You did. And it's got a lot of attention. We're going to play it in a second. Can you tell me about meeting Glenn Hansard and his invitation? What was that all about?
Well, I sang at a buskathon, for Dublin Simon community, and someone invited me. They said, we don't know if you're going to get in, but I somehow got in and I met Glenn. He's a really, really nice guy. And I told him about the song and he invited me back to play it this year.
Exciting stuff. Yeah. Would that make you nervous?
Very.
Really? And how do you combat nerves like that if you're on a stage or singing in front of loads of people? What do you do?
I don't know. Before I go on stage, I'm nervous, but then when I'm on and the first hit of the guitar or the first word that comes out of my mouth, the nerves are kind of gone. I don't know how.
I get it. I totally get it. Yeah, totally. Now, you're just out of hospital, is that right?
Yeah.
Because you're telling me you're off school for a bit. Do you want to give your school a shout out there? Because you're in a lovely Irish school, is that right?
Clonskillion.
Clonskillion in Clondalkin. Very good. Can we talk about why you were in hospital?
Yeah, I was diagnosed with scoliosis 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was in a back brace for 9 months, but unfortunately it didn't make enough of a difference. And I had to get a spinal fusion 2 weeks ago.
A spinal fusion. How long were you in for?
I was in for 10 days, I think, or 9 days.
Okay. Yeah. And how are you doing now?
It was a rough couple of days in hospital, but I'm doing a lot better now.
Okay. Well, that is really good to hear. Okay, will we play the song?
Yeah.
Should I play the bloody song? Let's play it. And, you know, after the busk, and I know you've loads of songs, what does 2024 hold for you?
Well, I have a couple of songs that I think are studio ready, so I'm hoping to record them if I can. It's very expensive. But I'm gigs.
Gigs.
Gigs, gigs, gigs. I'll and jump at
any do you love busking? Well, I mean, tell us about busking. As a 16-year-old, what is it like to busk? I mean, I'm sure there's highs and there's lows.
Yeah, I haven't bussed for a while, but I was big into it. I used to go like every weekend, every time I could. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming in to chat with me today. Best of luck with everything in the future.
Thank you.
Hopefully, you know, in maybe next year or the year after, we'll see you on the 2FM Rising List.
Yeah, you never know.
That'd be something. Would you like to introduce your own song?
Yeah, first I want to ask everyone, please, if you can, donate to Dublin Simon Community.
Good on you.
Or any homeless charity in Ireland. I wrote this song to kind of change people's perspectives on homelessness,
mm-hmm.
and maybe be a little bit kinder to the next homeless person you see. Yeah, this is called Life at Christmas.
Life at Christmas. Sive Keane, enjoy.
Jem Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.